This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Craig Douglas is with us. And Craig is a USA Prepares instructor. He travels the country going from show to show to show. And teaches preparedness. He teaches people about radiation. He teaches people about food storage systems, how to do it economically, viably, effectively, inexpensively. And he's with us today, and he's also going to teach us about the cops stealing his home. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent.
You know, Craig, it's always good to hear your voice. And I'm sorry it didn't work out this trip when you came by through Springfield, Missouri. Would have loved to have seen it. Didn't work out. But next time, I'm pretty darn sure we can make it happen. So, Craig, you were going to teach us a couple things today. One, of course, is what's happening in the prepper show environment. What's the audience like, the guests like, the seminars? What are people saying? What are they looking for? What do they want? What do they need to know? What don't they know? And also, there's an interesting thing that's happened to you because of the way you travel and you bring your home with you wherever you go, right?
Yeah, because I do live in my van that I go to show the show with.
Mm-hmm. So, class, would it be okay if I explain what this is like, Craig, or do you not want me to do that?
Explain what it is to live in a van. Do you know?
Well, sort of. I mean, not for as long as you do, but what I'm saying. How about this, class? Craig has a typical van, okay, and he has a bed area in that van, and he travels with that, and his inventory is with him in the van. So he's got his business in the van. He's got a rack, if you will, that he can climb up into and sleep. And he travels from show to show to show. And for shower and bathing and all that, he stops at locations where he pays for that opportunity. Is that right?
Yeah, for showers, generally it's truck stops. But I don't have a rack. It's whatever is sturdy that I basically sleep on top of the boxes because I bring so much with me. And it's whatever sturdy I have, and usually it's cans of Mountain House food that I end up sleeping on. I lay out flat, and I sleep right on my stock, and then go to the next show.
Okay. All right. So, Craig, you've been arrested. You've been arrested while you're traveling. They interrupted your business. They interrupted your travel. They took your home. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, that happens about every couple of years because I don't think you mentioned yet, I don't have a driver's license. As many will maybe know, listening to your audience, this will get into sovereignty issues a little bit. I don't have a Social Security number. And so anywhere you go in the country, you basically cannot get a driver's license without a Social Security number. So I'm prevented from getting a driver's license in essence. So I exercise my free right to travel. Basically, I have full freedom to go on my roadways from place to place at my leisure, and the government can't really pass laws where there is no, in this case it's not laws, it's actually statutes, where you have no victim, no injured party, damaging somebody else's life, liberty, or property. Corpus delicti, they call it. Since there is no way for them to pass a, quote, law. They pass these statutes which go against the law, suggesting that we can't go from place to place without certain papers in our possession. And one of those pieces of paper is a driver's license. Now, in the case of what happened to me, it happens every once in a while to me. I have to deal with this all the time. It's part of the life that I live. And because I don't have the piece of paper called the driver's license, that usually gets me, doesn't always get me in jail. Sometimes they just let me go. It depends on where I am, what the circumstances are. Sometimes they just give me a ticket, or some other times they take me to jail. And when they do that, they seize the van. And what happened here, what's been happening here recently, because I have not been voluntarily giving my van away to the state, let me explain that. When anybody purchases a van or a car or something of that nature in this country, you essentially, feeling that you're the proud owner of this new whatever you have, you run down to the DMV of your state, and you apply for something called a title. But in actuality, what they give you back is in a piece of paper that says on the top, and you all can look at this, it says certificate of title on the top. It's not true ownership. Essentially, what you've done there is you run to the state and you said, well, gee, I would like you to help me manage this. And so here, I'm giving you this van or car or whatever and you need to turn it into a vehicle. And the word vehicle has a meaning in law, what that means. And then it employs now you're in a state vehicle, and you now must go by all the rules of their role, all the statutes they make dealing with car ownership, such as registration, insurance, licensing, whatever, maybe even emissions testing, because now you're in a company of car, essentially. You're in a state vehicle, and so they make the rules. It's their car. And I refused to do that this last van that I bought, because essentially they've made it impossible for me. Now, I'm actually in the process of trying to get a lawsuit right now, a federal lawsuit, because what happened is when I got arrested a couple weeks ago in Ohio, I was doing a show in Ohio, and they stole my van, and essentially they refused to give it back, because when you go into the BMV of your state, whatever state you're listening, unless you're not in the United States, basically they will ask for three or four things from you in order to get your van back. Proof of ownership, proof of registration. If you want to drive it away, you'll have to have registration, insurance, and a driver's license. But that first one, proof of ownership, essentially, the states don't recognize the ownership of that van they stole from me unless I voluntarily went to the state and gave it to the state to get that piece of paper that says certificate of title on the top, which isn't a title. It's actually a clouded title that the state actually owns. But because when I purchase cars now, what I end up doing is I end up getting just a bill of sale, and they sign over their certificate of title, because that's usually how it works in this country. They sign over the official document they have, and then they give you a bill of sale. In this case, I had a release of lien, too, for this particular van, because apparently the person had a lien on it one time. But he gave me a release of lien and a bill of sale, and then I had the certificate of title signed over to me. And then I did nothing else beyond that, you see. I didn't run to the state and give my vehicle to the state, or my car to the state. And so, in that instance now, the state thinks that previous owner still owns it, but yet I have a bill of sale showing I own it, that I purchased it from this person, and I don't intend to, and I can't. I hope I'm not going too fast here. In this case, with Ohio it is, and it's going to be the same thing in virtually in every state, Ohio is recognizing the previous owner, even though I have a proof of ownership. And then so if I go down to try to get my van back, my place that I live, they refuse to give it back because I can't prove that I'm that person on the previous title that I have in my possession. So they're thinking that the previous owner owns it. So why don't I go get a certificate title for my van? I can't. Essentially, this is a homeless issue here. When you're homeless, if anybody's been homeless, you know this to be true, you don't have an address. And when you don't have an address and you go to the BMV and you say, I want to get this car in my name, and you've got to fill out your address in there. And if you don't have an address, you can't fill the form out. Now, a lot of people will run and actually use a fake address, or they're somebody they know, some other address where they can receive mail. But if you don't have an address, you can't get a certificate of title. Unless you lie on the form by putting a fake address or someone else's address. I think they probably want to know where they can come pick you up if they have to pick you up. So they need an address. And I don't have one. And I, when I tell them that, I said, well, I can't put in an address here because if I did, I would be committing perjury, which your form clearly shows, signing under the penalty of perjury, that all information is true and correct. If I put a fake address on there, then I would be committing perjury. So I will not do that. So I apparently can't get your state, in this case Ohio, to give me a title for a certificate of title. And so they're in a quandary there. They can't give me a piece of paper without an address because they won't allow it. The regulations won't allow it. And yet I can't prove my ownership of this thing. So now my van gets stolen and I can't, according to them, I can't prove that I own it. So I can't get my van back. And I say, well, okay, well, the Fifth Amendment kind of requires you, if you're going to steal my van, that's a taking, and something in the Constitution kind of tells you in the Fifth Amendment that you're going to have to reimburse me for that stolen van, that property that you've taken from me, which I'm trying to think of a word in the Constitution. Maybe you can think of it, Vincent. Not imminent domain. It's the same kind of thing as imminent domain, but just compensation. That's the words used in the Constitution. Without just compensation, they can't take your property. But they did, and they're refusing to give it back. They're only going to give it back to the previous owner, essentially, which they think is the current owner. And yet I'm standing there with a bill of sale, a Risa lien, and the proof that I own the car. So my need is, because I've had the same van stolen now twice in this method in the last year and a half or so, I need to file a federal lawsuit. I've tried contacting the ACLU and other homeless advocacy groups, and I can't seem to get any of them, so I'm going to have to do it myself somehow. I'm not that good at this. I know some basics, but I'm bound to make mistakes. So I am kind of looking for a sharp paralegal. If anybody's out there, to contact me through either Vincent or a website of mine or whatever. But I have to get this done because I can't have them stealing my house. This last time they stole my house, I had to sleep outside, and I got a tick bite, and I'm sure hoping I don't come down with Lyme disease or something. It's a lot easier to live in a van than it is to live on the streets, because I've had to do that before when they stole my van. The previous time I had to live on the streets for 4 days before I could get my van back. And the only way I was able to get my van back is by trickery, essentially. I essentially walked with the bill of sale that I had and the certificate of title from the previous owner and the release of lien, and I had a friend of mine. I sold it to him. And he, using his licensing and all the other things he already has, he's in the system, he went and registered, insured it, blah, 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 did all the things that they require you to do to get your van back. And then basically I bought it back from him again when he got it out of the impound. So they're stealing people's property, and they're refusing to give them just compensation. That's essentially what the lawsuit should be about. I've already notified the Ohio DMV about this, the Hamilton County Sheriff, which is Cincinnati. Also the Hamilton County prosecuting attorney, the cops that arrested me. All these people have been, and this last time, Bowling Green, Ohio also. They're all going to be included in the lawsuit. Because it's about property rights, essentially.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to break. Craig Douglas.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to help Craig Douglas with his pursuit, if you are in the legal arena at some level, and if you'd like to help Craig Douglas, you can contact him at his email address, forbiddenknowledge@yahoo.com. Forbiddenknowledge@yahoo.com. Or you can contact me at instructor@usaprepares.com. instructor@usaprepares.com, and I will get that information to Craig Douglas. Craig, what is the arrest procedure? When you've been arrested, is there one cop? Are there multiple cops? Do they put you in handcuffs? Are they gentle? Do they slam you on the hood? Do they throw you in the back of the car, or do they ease you into the back of the car? Is it a paddy wagon? What is it? How does it go?
Typically, let's see, the one that happened just a couple weeks ago. Generally, this time I was ambushed. Actually, it was pretty interesting. I was actually doing a show at a fairgrounds, and you had to park across the street. And I was just going from the parking lot from across the street to the main arena to pack the things in the van. I was on the road for about 100 feet. And there was no cops around visibly, so he was hiding somewhere. Anyway, I pulled into the fairgrounds, and then all of a sudden he's right behind me from somewhere. And so he was waiting for me. And it's always one cop to begin with, but very quickly there's usually at least two others that come. Once they find out I have no driver's license, no proof of insurance, no registration, all that good stuff, they call for backup. And so very quickly, there's three or four cars behind me with their lights flashing. Even at the fairgrounds, they did that. Even though I'm not on the public road, I was inside the fairgrounds when they pulled me over, so to speak. And then generally, they talk to you. They've asked for your papers, please. You can't go on the road unless you have papers, right? So they ask for your three pieces of paper. Usually that means a driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration. And if you don't have those pieces of paper, that's when they call for backup. And they treat you like some kind of common criminal, even though I'm not disobeying any laws. I'm exercising my free right to travel. And they typically then will put you in the police car with handcuffs in your pinned back and the nice comfortable seats they have in those things that are just hard plastic seats these days. And they'll take you to jail, and they'll take all your stuff from you. You have no idea what happens to your van after that. Generally, you don't get to see it leave. You're off to jail. And they take all your stuff, make you change into some fancy clothing they supply with you with, give you some nice meals that wouldn't be suitable for many dogs. And they take all your stuff, and one time I refused to give it back because I don't tend to give them jurisdiction. I always challenge. I do not consent. I don't sign anything. I don't take their scanning, the radiation scanning, and all the other things that they do. I tend not to do that stuff. They put me in away from the other people in this jail generally because I'm a special case, you know. And what was always interesting to me is they never give you back your property, essentially, even though they swear up and down they'll give you your property back. One time they didn't give me back anything because I refused to sign the release form to get my property back. Well, I'll tell them, well, hey, I didn't sign anything when you stole it from me. And they refused to give it back to me. So that's going to be included in the lawsuit as well. I walked out of there with nothing, not even a belt or sunglasses, all the things that I had with me on my person when I went in there. And they also don't give you your money back. They literally don't give you your money back. This time they stole all my money. And they even went looking in the van to find all the stuff and then bring it with you. I would have preferred they left in the van. I might have got it back. They stole all my money. Essentially, their version of it is, well, we can't keep cash here, so we take your cash, and then we give you a card, piece of plastic, that you're supposed to use for your money. It's essentially, I guess, it's a debit card. But me, without a Social Security number, no doing no banking or anything, and plus, not even be able to call a taxi or anything. I'm literally on the streets when they pushed me out the door. They literally stole my money, too. So they don't give you back your property. I mean, that money was my property. Instead, they gave me back something else, a piece of plastic that I can't use. And so they don't give you property back, and sometimes other things are missing, too. There were some things missing in the van when I finally got to it about 4 or 5 days later because I had trouble getting somebody to help me get it because I had to have the van purchased again from me, and then I'm going to have to purchase it back. There's got to be the main justification. My thing here with this lawsuit is to try to get some kind of property right, to see if there's any way that someone can actually own their own van.
Talking about own your own van, meaning you, like if you went to a store and bought a child's red wagon, you own that. You own it. And you're saying that you don't own it because you haven't put it through their system to give you a clouded title. We'll be right back. Craig Douglas is with us.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Supreme Court is upholding President Trump's so-called travel ban. The ban that involves travel and immigration to the U.S. by people from 8 countries, including 6 largely Muslim nations. The policy had been challenged by several states, but the High Court has just announced it has voted 5-4 in its ruling to again uphold that ban. California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
The California Congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, anytime, any place that we talked about harm.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Last day, you've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Craig Douglas, as an aside, do you ever hear snide comments when you are being arrested, either by the first cop that shows up or the 3, 4, 5, 6 extra cars that show up after that? Do they have any snide comments that you've overheard about you?
Oh, sure. Well, they sometimes just say it to your face. They don't care. And when I tell them I can't get a driver's license, it's not possible for me. And I tell them because I don't have a Social Security number. Most usually they say, well, you could get a Social Security number if you wanted one. That's usually their response. So they don't want to hear it. They don't care. They don't want to hear it. Until it gets up to there up on the stand, and then they have to answer certain questions, it quickly becomes uncomfortable for them.
Have you ever gotten an apology where they said, you know what, this was an illegal arrest. We should never have, put you through this. We should have never put you in those tight handcuffs, put you in the back of a patrol car, giving you bologna sandwiches for, the big meal of the day.
Never.
Have they ever said
never.
That?
Nope, never. But sometimes the cops that let me go, even when I don't have the three pieces of paper and they realize that, and I don't know the reasons behind it sometimes. Sometimes maybe they're just about ready to end their shift. They don't want to have to stay over dealing with this, whatever. There's whatever reason they have. Sometimes they'll actually shake my hand and say, well, have a nice day. So it really depends on the cop. Every cop is different. They're real people. Underneath that uniform, they are real people. And sometimes they just don't act like it. So some of them probably are secretly appreciative of what I do. Others just want to play the big Barney Fife cop and take you in and throw the book at you.
Have you found that some states are not as pleasant to travel through than others?
Well, I believe, and I've heard this, and I haven't investigated it, but there are certain states that they aren't enforcing the no driver's license issue. I don't have a list of those states. I can tell you that I have been released 3 times in Indiana, and I have been released twice in Maryland. I'm not saying those states are the states, some of the states, but certain states I've also been released in Kansas without having any paperwork on me whatsoever. And again, it could just be the cop, because the cop has his personal decision. He can just let you go if he wants. But other states I have heard have this policy where they realize they can lose the cases very easily. They could cost them a lot of money, and it's only a class C misdemeanor or whatever. It's not worth pursuing sometimes to them, because if you cost them more money than they think they're going to get out of you, they tend to leave you alone. And some of the states have probably realized that. And again, I don't know for sure which states those are, but there are many times I've been released, more than once in particular states.
Craig, I know you, and you've been here at the farm. We've traveled together. We've done events. In the same buildings. We spent time together. We've been together after the official seminars that you've done and I've done. We've had dinner together, that kind of thing, for years. Over the years, you are not funny looking. You're not weird. You're not unkempt. You don't smell. I mean, all the things that someone might attribute to someone who might be homeless, you're none of those things. To me, you're a clean cut guy. You're tall. You're handsome. You've got a great body mass index. Okay. I mean, you're not overweight. You're not sloppy. You don't drool. You're a nice guy. It makes no sense to me that they would pull you over and give you this harassment. It makes no sense. And when you're in that jail cell, if you were ever in with a bunch of other guys, you would be the guy that would stand out. It's like, why is that guy there? Is that right or is that not right?
Yeah, that's right. I probably never told you, though, I do have ODD.
ODD?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just odd.
Well, I wouldn't say you're odd, ODD. I would say that you just don't take direction very well, which is the common thread through all of our instructors. You think for yourself. You're brighter than the average bear by far, and that's kind of who USA Prepares instructors are.
I'm trying to not be a slave anymore for the rest of my life. I'm trying to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you would think that they'd come after me a lot more because I teach people how to avoid paying taxes legally. So I keep their hands out of our pockets. That's pretty frustrating.
That's a whole other story. Yeah, that's a whole other story with the IRS.
Yeah. All right. So Craig Douglas, conventions. You've been to the Get Prepared Expo, many of them, and you've been to other preparedness expos. What's happening in the preparedness world, let's say, over the last 10 years? What's happened?
10 years. Well, that's about the time I've been doing it, so I couldn't mm-hmm. say to you how it's any different now than it was, 20 years ago.
But in
the 10 years I've been doing it, recently, my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinions when I talk to other vendors around the country, in the last year and a half, the shows have been pretty lousy for us vendors. Most of us believe, and I certainly believe, it's what I'm calling the Trump effect. Ever since Donald Trump has got elected, all the shows, both prepper shows and gun shows alike, seem to have waned to where we are having a really hard time to survive as a vendor in the prepper industry. So mm-hmm. the attendance seems to be down, less money is being spent. I guess people don't seem to be concerned. Obviously, if Hillary, that's what I call the Hillary, if she had gotten into office, then probably the movement would have even picked up more, probably, because more people would have been nervous about it. But for whatever reason, whether it's justified or not, people seem to be not so worried with Donald Trump in office. And I don't quite see why, because frankly, sometimes he's doing some kind of crazy things, and maybe sometimes good things, but I'm not Republican or Democrat, so I usually do talk against the president, no matter who he or she is anyway. It's just that people seem to have the false notion that things are okay now that Donald Trump's in office.
Okay, so you were at a convention, the largest of the current conventions in the preparedness world, the largest owner of those events in the country right now.
I would have to say that would be PrepperCon in Salt Lake City. That's probably the biggest. The one that has the most shows is this RK Prepper Shows, and that's maybe the one you're referring to.
Yeah, I'm referring to RK. They have the most, the greatest number of shows. And so you gave a seminar recently. What did you talk about?
With RK Prepper Shows, they have me speak on food storage, how to select what's best for you, and I also talked briefly about water treatment, getting safe water, because those are obviously two very important things. And for these shows, they're a little bit smaller. Those are like a bare minimum that you need to get out of a seminar when you go to a prepper show. Those are like two great starting points for beginners. And so that's why I speak on food and water, basically.
Okay. And how many, so you did how many seminars in the last weekend? How many seminars did you present?
20 days, two.
Okay, so you did two. How many people did you have in your seminar room paying attention to you?
On Saturday, it was about 30 people, which is a pretty decent turnout, depending on the size of the show. Because you got to remember, there are other classes. Most of these prepper shows have other classes at the same time. So the people coming in the door can choose which class they want to go to. So when you get a pretty good turnout, when there's multiple classes, it feels pretty good. So I had about 30 people on Saturday. But Sunday, there was only two people that showed up in mine. And some people on Sunday had absolutely zero people show up in their class. And that has happened to me before in the past year, in the recent past. But that never really used to happen before Trump.
Yeah. So typically when I would give a seminar, and people would stay after, okay? So the seminar would be over at, let's say, top of the hour. And there were people who would be hanging around with lots of questions. And we'd form like a circle, and I'd address all the questions. I would talk to the group, we'll call them, that stayed after, the seminar was over. And they had greater interest. And then people would follow me back to the table or the booth, and we'd talk further. Do they do that today, or has that changed?
Yes, I see some of that. Unfortunately, with me, I have to limit that because I work at my tables alone, and I basically have to cover up my tables and leave and hope nothing gets stolen. So I need to get back, and I tell people that. I basically tell them, while I'm packing up my computer and things, yes, I get people coming up and getting a few basic questions in. But after that, I say, hey, I got to go. back to my table. Please come to my table and I'll answer all your questions. So, yes, there are some people that stick around. And, of course, if you have 30 people in the group, typically you're going to get three or four people that want to stick around and ask a quick question, something that maybe they were embarrassed to ask during the class, or also maybe I didn't have enough time, I had to cut the class short. So, yes, I still did get that, not probably as much as before, only because the class sizes have generally been lower.
Yeah, but about 10%. Okay, so that probably holds true. All right, so the next question is, what are they asking you? What is the level of preparedness that you are learning that where they are? Are they prepared? Do they have no clue? Are they somewhere in the middle? Are you concerned about them? What is their level of preparedness?
Well, that's a strange question. It's not a bad question. It's just the answer. I don't know how to answer that exactly. What happens is people get a lot of their preparedness, their fears, let's say, from the Internet. And the Internet has so many unsubstantiated and just all-out false reasons to be fearful that it creates a little bit more panic in some people that probably shouldn't be there. The Internet is double-edged sword. It has great for some information, but it also misleads a lot of people. So some people are fearful about things they really shouldn't be fearful over, and that sometimes sets in a panic for those people. It starts working on their mind, and they're asking questions that are maybe a little too extreme that probably don't need to be considered as well, as much.
Okay. All right. We'll talk more about preparedness and what you're seeing at these conventions, preparedness conventions across the country when we come back. Craig Douglas is with us, and I've got a comment that I'd love to hear your response to, something that I saw that I couldn't believe at a convention. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Douglas is with us. And Craig, I think you're aware that I don't like some of the tactics that are being used at preparedness conventions by people who are in the business of selling things at them. And fear is something that I would not allow to be used at the Get Prepared Expo, our expo, when we had them. And I saw something I just couldn't believe. So there was a guy, I was at a convention, and there was a guy who was giving a seminar, and he was talking about, you know, how you need to have certain items, and there are going to be events that were going to come, and it's going to be just terrible, and we're all going to die unless you have, you know, these buckets of stuff that he happened to be selling that were going to, you know, make sure that you survive. And I'm not going to use any names. We'll not use any names, but there was emergency buckets, okay, and you could buy them for $135, and they had a label on the front that said, you know, what these buckets were. And so they were $135, but this particular seminar presenter had some that had no labels on them. And what he said was, well, you know, I don't know what's in these. I have no idea. But what you can do is you can buy these for only $100 a bucket. And, you know, if you're in your home and things go bad and the power grid goes down or there's an EMP and people are wandering around and people come to your house and they go, hey, I need some food. You go, I'll tell you what. Here's this bucket. I don't know what's in it, but you can take this bucket and leave. Leave me alone. Just take this bucket. I don't know what's in it. It's yours. And he was selling them as that's why you have this bucket with no label and no one knows what the contents are. That's selling fear to me. I can't believe it. I can't believe anybody would buy a bucket of something they don't know what it is for $100. I can't understand that. Okay? But I saw it happen. I saw people leaving with these buckets. They were delighted. They were taking them out to the car, and they were just happy as could be because they got what they thought might be $135 worth of something for $100, but they didn't know what it was, and there were no guarantees. It's like, I don't know what's in this bucket, but you give me $100, and it's yours. That's selling fear. Have you seen, maybe not that, but have you seen selling fear at these preparedness conventions?
Oh, the time. In fact, although I'm not guilty of it, I probably sell some things, especially online, for people that are fearful, because I see spikes in my sales, especially online, where certain events happen, to where I think it has to be doing to whatever's in the news. And that's, of course, not preparing. That's reacting. But that's what I see mostly around the country. I always try to be very upfront with people exactly what they're getting, and or maybe they don't need to get anything. In fact, when I do talks about food, I tell people, well, hey, if nothing happens beyond the ordinary that's happened all during our lifetimes or our grandparents' lifetimes, then you only need about 2 weeks of food with a food store, and you have that in your cabinets already. And you also have water in your water heater that you can drain off. That probably lasts you about 2 weeks. Most any disaster we've ever had, that's all we've ever had in the last 150 years, in this country anyway. Now, it does happen all around the world, and we know things can happen. But I don't ever try to sell fear. So at that point, and I don't get people walking out of my lecture when I say that, because people do understand more things could happen. They aren't likely to happen, but they could, and they want to be prepared. But that's obviously not a fear tactic to tell them you might not need anything. If you believe that the world's going to continue on the way it has for the last 150 years, then you may not need anything, because there's never been any incident, even near you, Joplin, Missouri, there's never been any disaster that would require you to have more than 2 weeks for the food stores in this country. Or even Katrina. Those of you in Katrina, you could have walked a couple parishes away and they had, you know, grocery stores open, fuel, hot and cold running water, everything. Nobody was really in jeopardy with all these disasters we've had, these natural disasters. What we're looking at is the potential for bad things to happen that aren't normal. Like if you lived in Syria, for instance, you might have needed 7 years worth of food storage. Or Venezuela, you might need 2 or 3 years worth of food storage. So it really depends on what you believe, and that's where the fear comes in. That when people go online, they see things from some guru who is trying to sell them something. I call them the prophets for profit. And they get scared, and they think they have to run out and buy a bunch of food or gas masks or whatever. And I do see that, and I have no control over that. I try to talk to people in person to either find out what their fears are, to sell them what they really need instead of what they think they need because they heard some guru tell them that they were going to die. And in fact, just the other day, it was the end of the world. I don't know if you know, the 24th was the end of the world again. And that happens every month, too. We get end of the world dates.
Well, I've seen people at seminars charging a lot of money, like $75 for 3 hours, and claiming they have inside information from secret sources, and 100% of the time they have been wrong. I've seen it over and over and over, and I can't get over it. I'm stunned. It seems like people just tell me what to do. Just tell me what to do, because I don't know, and I'm afraid, and just tell me what to do, rather than learn for themselves. Craig Douglas, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.